Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I want to thank you for joining me today. If this is your first time listening, Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate mentoring and educational group. We teach people how to invest in real estate assets, how to create wealth, and how to ultimately, the ultimate goal is to retire yourself, to become what we call real estate retired. What is that? That's when your real estate income from these rental assets exceeds your W-2 income and you are financially free. You can continue to work if you want, or you can be real estate retired. If you notice, my show last week was pre-recorded. And why was it pre-recorded? It was pre-recorded because I was at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, which was right here in Irving, Texas. It was last weekend. Fantastic event. Maybe the best one ever, for sure. Absolutely the best one ever. It was essentially sold out. But I met people from all over the country. Oregon, Washington, California, Arizona, Hawaii, Indiana, the Northeast, Oklahoma, Arkansas. So many wonderful people from all over the country. Friends old and new. And why did these people come to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo? Well, they're wanting to learn about real estate, or they are investing in real estate, and they're wanting to change their life. They're wanting to create that passive income. But it was great to see many old friends there. I saw my friend JD from Isla Mirada, Key West in Florida, and JD is real estate retired. JD created enough passive income through rental assets to leave the hustle and bustle of Houston, Texas. And it wasn't just him. JD loaded a U-Haul and drove his family to Isla Mirada, Florida. Said, we're going to do this for a year. He got there and just, I can imagine it didn't take very long at all. He said, family, we're staying. And so JD's real estate retired. Essentially, he's out on the water every day. Scuba diving, spear fishing. I saw my friends Greg and Rebecca from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Greg, if you're listening, you owe me an email. Reach out. And I saw a friend of mine that I have not seen for 25 years. It was a friend of mine from when I was in Houston, Jay and his wonderful wife, Terry. Jay, it's great to see you beginning this path of real estate investment, creating that passive income. And yes, Jay, finding ways to offset that tax burden. I know you work very, very hard. You bring in great income and the burden of Uncle Sam in your pocket all the time. Well, real estate's a great way to offset that tax burden. Every class I went to at the expo was standing room only. They were packed. There's people sitting in the floors, leaning against the walls, people standing out in the hall trying to listen. All kinds of classes. We had over 70 different breakout classes on every subject you can imagine on how to invest in real estate, how to be more effective, how to offset your taxes, you name it. Pre-approvals, how to buy apartments, everything. But why were people there? Why? I mean, for instance, why would someone come to Dallas-Fort Worth in early September? Because they're not coming for the weather. They're coming because they want to change their life. They want to buy their life back. They came to the expo because they realize our middle class system in the United States is breaking down and does not work. And these people decided to make a change. They've realized they must find another avenue to provide for themselves financially. They want to learn how to become financially free, financial freedom, how to create that. How to become real estate retired. And a lot of folks that were there are real estate retired. You know how happy these folks are when they shake your hand, they reach out and they say, hey, Mike, good to see you. I'm real estate retired. What an incredible feeling that is. What an incredible feeling that must be. But that's what we teach you here at Lifestyles Unlimited. And briefly, I want to tell you, our Wealth and Passive Income Expo for 2022, the dates have been announced. So if you missed this one and you'd like to get involved, well, this one's going to be in Houston, Texas. You can find more information on our website at lifestylesunlimited.com. But it's the Wealth and Passive Income Expo and the Multifamily Masters Tour. And that's going to be March 17th through 19th in 2022 in Houston, Texas. Today's show is about the middle class and its paradigms. And it's going to be a bit controversial. Some of you, I'm sure, are going to get upset when you hear this. But there are paradigms that will dictate whether you will be poor, rich, or middle class. If you live by them, it's going to dictate where you fall financially. And what's a paradigm? A paradigm is an example or a pattern of something. It's a model. It's a system of assumptions, concepts, values, and practices that constitutes a way of viewing reality. We see reality because of these assumptions, because of these concepts, because of something that we trust, someone that we trust and love, an influencer in our life, maybe a parent or maybe a mentor, has told us this is the way to do this. This is the way to achieve fill in the blank. And they hand you the paradigm. So basically, a paradigm is a belief that people believe to be true. But in reality, it may not be true. Or circumstances have changed, which in turn have made the paradigm no longer true. For instance, one of the paradigms that I'm going to review today, and I'm going to take three of them. We're going to do a deep dive in the remainder of the show, so I hope you can stick with me. But one of them was absolutely true 30 years, 40 years, 50 years ago. Very true. Not so much today, my friends. You see, the circumstances have changed. But if people continue and they follow these certain behaviors, these paradigms, they will guarantee that they will remain in a particular socioeconomic position. And we're going to review those for the remainder of the show. I hope you can stick with me. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments, too. We'll show you how. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at lifestylesunlimitedfreeworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. If you miss any part of this show, you can always find this show at the Lifestyles Unlimited website. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. You just click on the radio button. You'll find all the radio shows there. Mine, Dale Walmsley's, Andy Webb's, Al Gordon's, David Rizika. All our shows are there. You can also find us on YouTube. Lifestyles Unlimited has its own channel on YouTube. And, of course, you can always find us on your favorite podcast app on your smartphone. Today, I'm sharing three middle-class paradigms. I'm going to do a deep dive into each of those. I hope you can stick around. Many of you may disagree. Give me a call. Our number is 855-497-4335. Or, as always, send me an email, and I will respond to you personally. AskMike@LUINC.com. That's AskMike@LUINC.com. You see, my friends, where I was going in the first segment, people follow certain behaviors, and these behaviors essentially guarantee their financial position in life, where they fit. They guarantee it. I think you know what I mean, but I'm going to provide some examples. And I understand this show is going to focus on three middle-class paradigms. Why? Because 99% of our listening audience fits right in that middle class. That's where we are. So let's talk about, briefly, and you may or may not know what this is, but it's UHNWIs. What is that? That's ultra-high net worth individuals. UHNWI. Ultra-high net worth individuals. What is a high net worth individual? Somebody worth $30 million or more. I know a few of those folks. Their paradigms revolve around financial security. And wouldn't yours, if you were worth $30 million or more, you'd be like, hey, we got to hang on to this. We got to grow it. We got to make sure it never goes away. So their primary involvement is around their number one rule of investment, which is never lose money. That's their number one rule. It's actually our number two rule here at Lifestyles Unlimited. Again, we're a educational and mentoring group. But these folks understand the foundation of investment success. They understand how to make your money work for you. They understand how to take calculated financial risk. They delay gratification. And you may be thinking, well, if you're worth $30 million, you don't need to delay, go buy a helicopter. No, these people are smarter than that. If they want a helicopter, they're going to buy an investment first to pay for the helicopter. They don't gamble. They have an understanding that you invest money to create cash flow. Then you utilize the cash flow for the expenses and the financial obligations. In a nutshell, the UHNWIs save to invest. While the middle class saves to purchase items, they save to retire. And the lower class, they just don't save at all. Let's talk about paradigms of the lower class. I do not mean this to be insulting in any way, shape, or form, but I do need to frame today's discussion. And I've lived in all three of these classes, okay? Lived it. Paradigms for the lower class. Spend it now. Instantaneous gratification. Gamble. Play the lottery. No consideration for tomorrow. These folks, when Friday's payday, it doesn't matter. Monday doesn't matter. It's about tonight, and I got money in my pocket. So I simplified paradigms for the upper and lower class again. Nothing insulting there. I participated in all three of these classes. I'll give you an example. When I was 12 years old, my mom's friend, he was a wealthy individual, owned a chemical company, he hands me a $100 bill. I was floored. I was blown away. Did I save it? Did I invest it? No. I drove my bike straight to Putt-Putt. Why'd I go to Putt-Putt? Because that's where the arcade games were, my friend. And I played arcade games for 3 to 4 hours. Donkey Kong, Asteroids, Galaga, Dig Dug. Played them all the great ones. Defender, one quarter at a time. Then on the way home, stopped by the surf shop, bought a pair of Birdwell swim trunks. If you didn't have Birdwells back in the day, you're in trouble, my friends. So I got my Birdwells, yes. Then I still had some money in my pocket, so I went to the bike shop, bought some accessories for my BMX bike, some grips, maybe new handlebars, I don't remember. Spent some money there. Grabbed a serious milkshake at the hamburger joint in our neighborhood on the way home at Polly's. I spent that $100 in a few hours. Bam! It was gone. Let me tell you what, that was a great day, my friends. That was a great day. Now, that was my low-class paradigm, spending. That's the world I lived in. Instantaneous gratification. Fast forward 9 years. Come home from college for a weekend to relax, get away from school, chill out, eat some home-cooked food. My mom is a fantastic cook to this day. So I got some grub on, slept late, did my laundry. And before I left to go back to college, my mom hands me $50. Did I spend it right away? No. Filled my car with gas. At some point, probably that evening or the next day, I'm sure I went to the Dixie Chicken in College Station and drank some beer. Now, that sounds like I'm blowing my money, but let me tell you what. Pitchers of beer were $2.95, unless you ordered Shinerbach, and that was $3.25. And these were serious pitchers, not those sissy pitchers they serve beer in today. I mean, the big glass, full-on. I don't know if it's a gallon of beer, but it was a lot of beer. So you get four buddies, and every one of you brings $6 or $7, and you can play pool and drink beer all night. But I saved the majority of that money because I knew I would need that money in the next few weeks for whatever item that was out there. I was a poor, starving college kid. My mindset had changed over those 9 years from low-class, instantaneous gratification, financial practices to the middle-class mindset. And that mindset was based on saving. And little did I know it at the time, but I would stay in that mindset basically for 25 years. Why? Because I was trapped in these middle-class paradigms that I'm going to share with you. The remainder of the show, we're going to go deep into three. I promise we'll get to it. I know we didn't get to it in this segment. But as a member of the middle class, and the overall majority of our listeners are right there with me, these are dangerous paradigms. What do they have to do with real estate? Everything. Everything, my friends. Because these three paradigms are paralyzing, to say the least. And as a result, these three paradigms are ensuring millions of Americans today will never escape the middle class because they're following these paradigms to a T. I did so myself. Thankfully, I made a change in my life. Has never been better. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started at 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% of savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. Said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for joining me today. Today's show, three middle-class paradigms. These paradigms are trapping folks financially within the middle class because they're following them. And again, if you don't know what a paradigm is, it's a model. It's an example. It's a reality based on assumptions, based on maybe trust, based on maybe something that someone told you that you love, or a teacher said, this is the way to, for instance, get ahead, build wealth. That's what these paradigms are. So paradigm one, your home is your best investment. And again, many of you may want to argue with me. My email is askmike@luinc.com, and maybe argue's a little rough. Let's discuss it. Send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. But this, by far, is the most widely believed ideal of the middle class. I believed it. It was true at one time. Just not true today. And before I get too deep in explaining this paradigm, Robert Kiyosaki does a much better job than me. I've got 40 minutes on a Sunday morning to talk about it. Robert Kiyosaki has a series of books that will go into why your home is not your best investment. In fact, why your home's not an investment at all. So I suggest you look at that. That's the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series. I like the Cash Flow Quadrant, but he's got about 20 books. But those two will outline why your home is not your best investment. And again, some of you may debate me right now, because what's going on out there? Massive inflation. Many of you are saying, oh, my home's worth so much more. And so is mine, my friends. But wait until our taxes go up. And they will go up because we pay property taxes. Look, I like appreciation on my rental assets. I don't like it on my personal house. My personal home, while it may be worth more, did not get better. It did not get better. It didn't get more comfortable. I'll tell you what happened. It got older. It got more expensive. The AC has another year of mileage on it. Just had another hot August run through it and hot September. The roof, another year older. My exterior paint, another year older. The maintenance continues. So my home didn't get better. It got more expensive. The carpet got older. The appliances got older. Eventually, I'm going to have to pay the piper. So I'm paying my house. My house is not paying me. Now, how did this paradigm get created? Well, it got created in a day and age when money was worth something. Unlike today, it got created in a day and age when you had a real interest rate associated with your home. Look, if you got a 12, 14% interest rate, even an 8 on a house, and I can either pay the house off or put the money somewhere else, and paying your house off is a plus 8, plus 10, plus 12 on the interest, by all means, pay it off. But at 3 points, look, bread at Kroger is going to go up more than 3 points just in the second half of this year. I read an article this morning, meat, poultry is up 10, 12, 16%. And you're worried about a 3% interest rate because your home is your best investment? Wake up, my friends. That's a paradigm of the 20th century. It's not working today. Look, homes will naturally increase in cost and value over time. But just a few decades back, interest rates were much higher. But home cost as a percentage of median income was not what it is today, okay? So let's look at this. Today, a home, typical home, is 5 to 10 times, okay? The ratio of what you're going to pay for your home is 5 to 10 times what median income is in the United States, and many times much more. So, for instance, let's say you make $80,000 a year, right? That's about what median income is, I believe, in this country. Depending on where you live, if we go 5 to 10 times that, that's $400,000 to $800,000. Bingo. That's what a lot of houses cost. So back in the day, homes were 2 to 3 times what median income was. It wasn't, the ratio hadn't spread the way it has today. Okay. So the higher ratios compared to 30 years ago are the result of rapid growth in home prices, relatively stagnant incomes, and historically low interest rates, which, by lowering the cost of obtaining a mortgage, have allowed buyers to bid up prices. So your home is not your best investment. Think of it like this. If all your money's tied up in your house, right? If you have all this equity, then what is the opportunity missed to take that money and go put it in an investment that would easily in real estate, all in, 20 to 30% returns on an annual basis? But again, people are worried about paying their house off on that 3%, 3.5% interest rate. Do you see what I'm saying? I will gladly take on as much three and a half percent dollars. I'll borrow as much as I possibly can if I'm taking those dollars and putting it in an investment that's earning 20 to 30%. That's where I'm going. So your equity is paying you nothing. Your house is paying you nothing. You're paying your house. You pay your house each and every month. You're fixing something. You're paying your mortgage. You're paying your taxes. Even if it's paid off, you don't have a mortgage, but you're still paying insurance. You're still paying taxes. You're still paying maintenance. Now, there's a very famous talk show host out there, Dave Ramsey. I give credit to Dave Ramsey for getting people out of debt, but he doesn't have an answer after that. But he'll say, well, you're paid off home. There's a feeling in your heart, and that missed opportunity cost, and I'm telling you it's 20 to 30%. He's saying, but the feeling in your heart of having that paid for home is worth giving up that 20 to 30% return. Wow. Now, at some point, he's correct. But that's when you have achieved all your financial goals. That's when you have achieved financial freedom. That's when you have more passive income than you need. That's when your investments are growing annually. Once you've accomplished everything you need to accomplish financially, by all means, pay your house off. But folks are paying the house off first, and they're missing the boat on creating that long-term wealth, on creating that passive income month in and month out. Middle-class paradigm number two, debt is bad. So that's a major aspiration that's taught to the middle class, is that debt is bad. They just tell you flat out, debt is bad. They don't define debt. They just say, have no debt, be debt free. I will tell you, bad debt is bad. However, good debt, investment debt, is good. You need to figure out what is good and what is bad. Consumer debt, bad. Buying a house where the bank brings 80% to the table and this house is going to pay you $400 a month, that's good debt. I'm taking steps today because my aspiration in life is to be $10 million or more in debt tomorrow. And that doesn't happen overnight, but it's where I'm headed. Yes, I'm trying to borrow everything I possibly can, my friends. Am I crazy? No, I just don't fall for middle-class paradigm number two. Debt is bad. And again, a paradigm's a trap. It's a model. And at one time, debt was bad. Interest rates were enormous. But not all debt is bad, my friends. Think of Fortune 500 companies. Are they debt-free? No. And you may be justifying, well, they're a corporation and blah, blah, blah. But they're a business. They're in it to make money. They're in it to provide profit. That's what they're about. It's not about product. It's about profit. And they borrow money. They use leverage to fund growth and expansion to create greater profits. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back with the third middle-class paradigm.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I want to thank you for joining us today. My name's Mike Harrison. I'm a real estate investor in Dallas-Fort Worth, single-family homes and apartment communities. I'm a partner in over 2,700 doors, and I'm a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we can teach you how to create wealth and passive income by investing in real estate. If you have any questions at all, please send me an email. My email address is askmike, A-S-K-M-I-K-E, at luinc.com. And LU stands for Lifestyles Unlimited, Incorporated. So how can you learn more about who we are and what we do? Well, we have an online workshop that you can tune into, and it's interactive. You can ask questions. You can sit down with your best friend, your partner, your spouse, your neighbor, your friend. Check us out. That's at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com, LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. You'll get the schedule. These are done fairly regularly. We have quite a few lined up, and you can see the schedule there. Now, if you'd like to join, that's at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. We're running a promo right now. You can join Lifestyles Unlimited, the financial freedom program, for only $297. That retails for $740. Trust me, the $297 is much cheaper than when I joined. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, but you must use promo code SAVEBIG. So today we're discussing three middle-class paradigms, and a paradigm is a pattern. But I can easily call these three middle-class traps. But these are paradigms that people follow, and by following them, they're guaranteeing themselves middle-class status for the entirety of their life. So there's no better investment than, I need to finish up paradigm number two, and that was debt is bad. And I want to say this, there's no better investment than real estate to utilize leverage. Real estate is designed to be leveraged. And many of you, for many, many of you, this is hard for you to overcome. You feel like you've got to pay cash for real estate to work, and it's just not true. I had a paid-for property. It earned 9%. That's great. I thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread at the time. I didn't know what I didn't know. But my leverage properties just in the first year, just on cash flow, earned 2 to 3 times that. Not to mention the equity capture, the mortgage pay down. We make money 5 ways on a property. So leverage is much, much better. We can show you mathematically why it's better. You can take that leverage and buy 5 properties for what you would pay for 1 paid-off home. 5 is better than 1 because we're making money 5 different ways. And a few notes on debt. It's very easy in this country to get in trouble with debt. So be very wary of that. Teach your kids, teach those that you love not to fall into the debt trap. I mean, when I was in college, they'd give you a free t-shirt for filling out a credit card application. Trust me, I had my share of free t-shirts. I can help a teacher or a police officer that makes $80,000 and lives on $60,000. I cannot help a doctor or an orthodontist or a lawyer or high net worth earner that makes $300,000 per year but lives on $400,000 per year. I can't help you. You have a spending problem. But if you can live below your means and stay out of debt, I can help you create wealth much, much quicker. So get rid of that baggage of consumer debt. Begin living below your means. Do that, and we can make rapid changes to your life in a short amount of time. Now, I've discussed two middle-class paradigms. Your paid-off home's your best investment. I feel like I challenged that pretty good. Debt is bad. I will tell you, bad debt is bad. Good debt is fantastic. Okay? We're adults here. Figure out the difference. But I am seeing a disturbing trend where even the middle class folks that know these two paradigms are so important, and they're being flat out disregarded. Where am I going? Student debt. People are borrowing, and stealing, to borrow a term. Well, beg, borrow, and steal to get their kid through college. Student debt. And it's not just the students that are taking it on. It's parents and grandparents that are taking it on. and it is a millstone around your neck. 45 million middle-class citizens hold a collective total of $1.5 trillion in student debt. And those members of the middle class are in deep financial trouble for the most part. We live in a disturbing age of high inflation. Taxes are going up. Healthcare costs are out of control. Do not saddle yourself or your child or your grandchild with student debt. I can't see a scenario where it's worth it. If you know of one, email me. I'd like to know. Find a way around it. Work. Sit out a year if you have to, but don't take on that, what I'll call a millstone of poverty. Student debt now has the second greatest amount of debt in this country next to home ownership debt. Middle class paradigm number three. The 401k and the IRA are good investments for retirement. They're not. They're glorified savings account, but they are not ways to retire. I mean, if they are, then they're the biggest failure ever bestowed upon, well, one of the biggest failures ever bestowed upon the American public. And that's pretty harsh saying that in today's day and age. But if this is your first time listening, we've done dozens of shows that outline the why this doesn't work. In fact, Dell on Friday on his show, I was listening to it, Dell Walmsley, he's our founder, and you can find his show at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button. Look for his show on Friday. But he reviewed an article where the creators, listen to this, the creators of the 401k have regrets. Now, and the 401k came about late 70s, mid to late 70s. I don't remember exactly. Maybe it was early 70s, but it took off at about 1980. And what happened was, and so the creators of the 401k are having regret because they did not foresee that corporations would then ditch the pension and basically tell the employee, you're on your own. Here's a 401k. Good luck. So prior to that, most companies had pensions. And if you worked for them for 25, 30 years or longer, they would give you a pension. And in your pension, they would provide you a monthly stipend that you could live on. That's how retirement was done for the most part in the 20th century. Yes, are there still pensions? Yes, they're very rare. Unless you work in municipality or teachers union, and even I know teachers that'll say, yeah, we've got a pension, but you're not living off of it. And I know the military, Al Gordon's a retired colonel, and his military pension, when he got out, he was like, holy smoke, I cannot live off of that. So you're telling me an Army colonel pension is not as much as you might think it is, my friends. So the 401k and the IRA are not good investments. And I'm not going to go into the why, but I just want you to understand, let's look at what a paradigm is. Let's understand that first. A system of assumptions, concepts, values, and practices that constitute a way of viewing reality. So in the last few years, essentially the advent of the 401k, the IRA, has become the end-all, be-all of how to get ahead. And people essentially are sacrificing potential other investments to just go into the IRA, the 401k. They're taking money out of their check, and essentially they're doing without, and they're telling you, this is the way to get ahead. This is what you need to do. And I was part of that. We did without, and we just fed it, and we fed it until I finally took a hard look at it, and I said, this is not working, and I had to find a different way. So how do these paradigms develop over time? I think they're paradigms of safety. I think they're passed down. They're things that our grandparents lived and went through and taught the kids. Our grandparents and their great-grandparents went through the Great Depression, and so you have these paradigms that have developed about debt being bad, save your money, pay the house off. That worked back then. People were afraid. People went through tough times, and that's how those paradigms developed. And then the go-to-college paradigm came about because, again, education was viewed by the middle class as the only way to really stay ahead, or if you were poor, the only way to get ahead was to go to college. It's not the only way to get ahead. Somewhere along the way, the 401k came into play. Give your money to a 401k, you'll retire in dignity. Well, the average in a 401k balance, my friends, is $70,000. That paradigm's not working. Look, these are the same people that passed this down to us that thought it was a good idea to be pregnant and smoke and to eat 3 eggs and bacon every day for breakfast. Folks didn't wear seatbelts until the mid-80s. And then they got mad when the law told them they needed to. So my friends, paradigms change and many are dangerous. Don't get trapped. Keep these in mind. My name is Mike Harrison. I want you to seriously understand, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.